This is Jay Sekulow. Hillary Clinton, the Green Party, trying to steal the election.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I don't think it's going to change the outcome, and the election integrity security experts don't think so either.
So why do it then?
Because we need to change our voting system. We need to implement these safeguards so that we're not asking the question after the fact.
I was asked on CNN and elsewhere, goodness, 1,000 times, will Donald Trump accept the election results? And now you've got the Democrats and Jill Stein saying they do not accept the election results. And the idea that we are going to drag this out now, where the president-elect has been incredibly magnanimous to the Clintons and to the Obamas, is pretty incredible.
We must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
In Miami, Cuban Americans are celebrating the brutal dictator's death. Many exiles hoping that this will be a chance for political change after decades of Castro rule. When you think about the religious oppression and the destruction of churches that is ongoing under Raul Castro in Cuba, there's quite a bit of territory that you could renegotiate there.
And we continue to have a great deal of leverage. Right. And he's got the folks that voted for him and members of Congress on his side. So I think there's an appetite for not confrontation, but for real negotiation where you set a hard line and you stick with it.
President Obama said that history would judge Fidel Castro. We don't have to wait. We know exactly who Fidel Castro was. We know how much damage he did, not just to the Cuban people, but also to our country, and the whole world needs to know that.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the program. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. By the way, we do want to acknowledge right at the top of the broadcast our thoughts and prayers for the students at Ohio State University. They had that shooting this morning, and again, we'll... If there's any breaking news on that, we'll keep everybody up to date. But again, our thoughts and prayers there. I want to turn right away in this broadcast to something that I find absolutely mind-boggling, and that is the left. Well, that's what I call this. This is a move of the left on this recount in Ohio, threatening Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. This was the individual, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who's now saying her campaign will cooperate with the Green Party in this, who said they were worried that Donald Trump, whether he would accept the results of the election, and lo and behold, it's now the Clinton people that are engaging this, acknowledging that it won't turn anything over, but still wanting to engage this.
Well, there's two points here. One, it's a Hail Mary move to try and take this away from Donald Trump.
Sure.
If he were to somehow lose all three of these states, which they're now actively seeking these recount, at least, and it would be very difficult to see that many thousands of votes shifting.
No way.
Impossible.
Right.
But so that's part one. Part one, it is a Hail Mary attempt to try and steal the election from Donald Trump. But part two, it's to delegitimize Donald Trump before he's in office. There is a potential that the states would then not have time to certify by January 20th, which means Congress would have to kind of vote Trump and Mike Pence in. Thus, at that point in time, because these states had not been finalized, the left would say, see, he's not a legitimate president. He didn't take the electoral college
to impact
or the
rest
popular
of the election.
Vote. Well, in the next few years, and really try and take away. Right now, Donald Trump goes in with a 306 electoral vote mandate with Republican House and Senate. They're trying to do everything they can to dismantle that. And this is still while the left is just falling apart in the
country.
Well,
look, they can't pick their leader of the Democratic Party. That's up in flux. They got Keith Ellison as leading candidate, who said some unbelievably outrageous things. At the same time, 306 electoral votes for Donald Trump, and they're trying this last-minute move. What kind of reaction, Logan, are we already getting? I mean, the phone lines have lit up at 800-684-3110. What are we seeing online?
They said, thanks for giving the American people the latest news. It's from Jennifer Patsy. Said she'll do anything to have her way, obviously. A lot of comments just now coming in.
All right, so here's what you got to realize. It's exactly what Jordan said. They're trying to do anything they can at this point to delegitimize a legitimate landslide election. And this was electoral landslide. And remember, the popular vote thing, and they keep bringing that up, doesn't matter. You're running state by state. That's how the founders set up our constitutional republic. All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Logan will take comments as well.
That's right. You can join us on Facebook and Periscope. We're broadcasting live there, facebook.com/JaySekulow or Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow broadcasting live.
And we are out with our matching challenge email today. This is on the genocide issue. 15 legal letters going out right now to the UN Security Council. You can be part of it. Support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most, whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Back to the broadcast. By the way, that's the newest song from the Jay Sekulow Band. Through the Years, may show that video during the break or on Facebook and Periscope. We opened with the situation with this recount. We're getting calls coming in. We're also going to talk about the situation in Cuba. Look, the passing of Fidel Castro, I said, I don't know if it was Jordan or Logan, who said he's been dead for, it feels like he's been dead for 10 years.
That was Jordan.
That was Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, and it is since then, it's changed nothing. So yeah. He's been in bad health, but there was that pretty smooth transition of power, surprisingly so, to Raul Castro, and so the oppression continues, and this is a regime, a brutal dictatorship that has profited from, again, like Iran, that has profited from the Obama administration lifting sanctions and making it easier to do business, and whether you agree that maybe the Cuban policy was time for some change and an update since the 1960s, there was not much in return when it comes to civil liberties, human rights, and religious freedom for the Cuban people. There's been no change there.
Yeah, Obama makes this big overture, and the United States, again, got nothing for it. The Cuban community and American Cuban community in Miami is very, very displeased with the Obama administration. Trudeau from Canada praised him as a great leader. I mean, this is absurd. In fact, we got a call coming in on this. Let me say one other thing unrelated to the Cuba situation. The appointment of Nikki Haley as UN ambassador is a very good sign. Trump appointed her, and she ought to be confirmed, of course, as United States ambassador to the United Nations. She was the governor of the very first state that passed anti-BDS legislation supporting Israel. Nikki Haley, South Carolina, is the very first state. So this is a great appointment to the UN. We're really very, very pleased with this. All right, we've got a call coming in on Castro. Let's take that on line four.
All right, Robert of Maryland, you're on the air.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Jordan, and hi, Jay. I just want you all to help me understand, right?
Yep.
I heard somebody on the news make a comment that Castro was a controversial leader.
Yeah.
And let me finish, Jay, before you say something. I'm saying to myself when I heard that, a guy that's a communist dictator who murdered people is a controversial leader. Now, here's my question. Why is it that there are people in our country who look at Fidel Castro, Joseph Stalin, Ho Chi Minh, Vladimir Lenin, and other communists as being good liberals we just haven't gotten to know yet, when these people have verifiable and documented records of being mass murderers, even worse than Adolf Hitler?
Yeah, well, not worse than Adolf Hitler, but in that category, because Adolf Hitler's mass executions were on an unprecedented scale in world history.
Stalin would be close to that.
Yeah, Stalin would be close to that. Let me say this about Castro. Yeah, you brought up a good point in that. Why is the left guy kind of give him a pass? And this is because he's viewed as a revolutionary leader. There's no doubt he impacted world history, but what there's also no doubt is he impacted world history in a horrendous way for the people of Cuba. That island is stuck in the 1940s and 50s, economically depressed, horrible regime, people killed, no religious freedom, and President Obama opened it up, and the juxtaposition of what President Obama said, and let's get or tweeted out, versus, say, Donald Trump, who said that deal's over with and we're going to get a deal that makes sense that includes the Cuban, some guarantees for the Cuban people. Here's what Ted Cruz had to say about it. Let's play number 25.
This ought to be a moment where Cubans are dancing in the street because they're being liberated. But instead, listen, if you dance in the street, you're going to be thrown in jail. Cuba is not a free society. You know, in 2015, some 2,000 churches in Cuba were declared illegal. 100 were destroyed by the government. You don't have the freedom to worship God, to speak. And it is my hope that we will see U.S. strength prompting real change and real freedom in Cuba.
Well, and the difference is how the president views Cuba. President-elect Trump views it through the lens that's correct. This is a brutal regime under his brother, Jordan, which is no better.
No, frankly. I mean, and so you got you've got President Obama. This is the statement from the White House. At this time of Fidel Castro's passing, we extend a hand of friendship to the Cuban people. We know this moment fills Cubans and Cuba and the U.S. with powerful emotions. And so, again,
what does that even mean?
Passes even some concerns to the family as well. I think that. Listen, President Obama's on his way out. This is likely another one of his wannabe legacies that will be out the door with Donald Trump. And I'm not sure the Cubans are going to be willing to renegotiate because they'd rather keep their dictatorship than help their people. But unlike the Iran deal, this is where the U.S. can step in.
Yeah. You know what I like what Donald Trump said? Here's his tweet. Fidel Castro is dead.
Exclamation point.
I think that kind of sums up. What are we hearing on Facebook and Periscope? And we'll take some more calls.
Yeah, a lot of people are really still focused on the Hillary situation. Yeah. So this from Mary Ann. She said, do you think it's actually a high possibility that they can steal back the election?
No way. But what it is, it's exactly what Jordan
kind
said.
Of said that.
We can walk through, people. I mean, here's the interesting part. So we go state by state. There's three of these states. Now, Donald Trump needs all three of these to get to that 270 number, which he's at 306 right now, but these are important. In one, like Pennsylvania, so that's coming in this recount,
right.
He has a 71,000 vote lead. I mean, let's say there was major irregularity. You're talking 4,000 or 5,000 changes. That would be hugely significant in America, so not there. Has a 20,000 vote lead in Wisconsin and 11,000 vote lead in Michigan. It's not that they'll be able
to
find
20,000 votes. I mean,
yes.
But to switch it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in a place like Wisconsin, I mean, in Pennsylvania, you have to move 120,000.
They're doing this for one reason only. That is, as you said, to delegitimize the election, which it was an electoral college landslide for President-elect Trump.
If these get played out, it will more likely, this is my prediction, Hillary Clinton will lose more votes in these states because there will be more wrongdoing on the left. There will be more illegal immigrant voters on the left, people who are not U.S. citizens that voted. And so they'll ultimately, I think she will actually lose votes based off this. But what they are trying to do, I think the scarier part, is undermine our democracy and our democratic republic.
And the legitimacy of our election process.
So that by January 20th, these states will have not yet conducted their recalls. Maybe the electors then don't certify. And the Congress, with a Republican House and Senate, can automatically put Trump. Imagine that on TV, where you'd have Congress having to vote on putting in Donald Trump and Mike Pence into the president and vice president.
The left would love that because it looks like now it's been taken away. It's been taken away from the people. Now, here's the thing you got to understand. Legally, there is no way that this can succeed. Now, let me say that again. Legally, there is no way this can succeed as far as actually overturning the election. But what Jordan is doing, I want to underscore this. What Jordan is saying is it is an attempt to delegitimize a valid election. So there was no reports of voter irregularity. There was no reports of foreign interference in the votes. Even the Clinton campaign said that. But now they're participating. So what is this trying to do? They're trying to just create turmoil and tumult as President-elect Trump prepares his transition. So you got that going on at the same time. Let's go ahead and take a call, Logan.
All right, let's go to Douglas in Indiana on line 3.
Hey, Douglas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. How are you guys doing?
Good.
prayers out to Ohio State University and their students. I'm an alumni there. But my question is, how can Jill Stein even file for recount when never votes were even in contention with Donald Trump?
So every state law is different on recounts, and they are allowed. And here's what Jill, let's first play what Jill Stein said. I think that's number one. Let's play number one here.
I don't think it's going to change the outcome. And the election integrity security experts don't think so either.
So why do it then?
Because we need to change our voting system. We need to implement these safeguards so that we're not asking the question after the fact.
Here's what Hillary Clinton should have said. We're not going to participate in this. It's over with. Donald Trump is the president-elect of the United States. Mike Pence is the vice president-elect. Instead, they dangle it out there again to make it illegitimate, while Jill Stein acknowledges in that statement that this is doing absolutely zero. But state law allows for recounts if you're a party on the ballot, and they were.
Yeah, so this is all about delegitimizing Donald Trump. And I think, to one step further, continuing unrest in our country. The one thing that I think President Obama has been darn good at is getting people upset and angry and in the streets protesting. Now they want to kind of move it toward, you know, whether it's the police or this or that. Now it's going to be Donald Trump. And they're going to try by January 20th. I think this is only going to build steam. We're just getting kind of the hint at this. It's not going to change who our president is. It's not going to. I don't want people to freak out that way. But what you're going to see is this movement where he will... Donald Trump, the day he takes the oath, if these can move forward slowly like they usually do, will not yet have the full electoral
and by the way, this
college
counts,
support.
This counts costs real money.
Oh.
And this, they're raising money. They've raised $5.6 million, which I think is more than they raised for their entire campaign.
Let me tell you something. Those are not Green Party donors giving money. This is the left. This, I guarantee you, Soros. They are that world that is trying to delegitimize Donald Trump so that when he does take office, which he will, and takes the oath, he will not yet have his giant Electoral College victory certified yet, so Congress will actually have to vote him into power, and thus they will say he is not a legitimate
president. So if all three states miss the deadline, Trump would be at 260, Hillary at 232, no one hits 270, then this goes to Congress where the House will vote Trump in. But that will, again, that will try to delegitimize us. Do we have time? Oh, we can't
take
a moment.
We had a comment from Kimberly. She said, Jill Stein cannot win. What basis does she have to call for this? Is there not even that law? Like
no,
she came
so
in the
under the state law, every state's different, but under state laws that are in question right now, Wisconsin's other states, if you were on the ballot and it's a certain amount, you can recall, you can demand a recount, and you've got to be able to pay for it sometimes.
Right, you have to pay for it.
So that's what they're. This is a fundraising attempt to keep the left mobilized. Is exactly what Jordan said. All right, we're taking a break, folks. I want to encourage you to do something. We've got a matching challenge that's out. We're having a very good month. We want to end it really strong. November and December are two biggest months. We're at the last few days of the month here. Go to aclj.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. That's at aclj.org. And, of course, it's tax deductible. Logan, we've got some open phone lines, so we'll
that's
take
right.
some calls. We come back.
1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. Whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
All right, so you've got this recount nonsense going on, which is a fundraising ploy for the left to stay mobilized in an attempt to try to delegitimize Donald Trump with the idea that the Electoral College will not be able to cast the votes in those three states so that Donald Trump comes up short to 260 and it has to go to the Congress, at which point Donald Trump would still be the president-elect. But they're doing this to delegitimize the election. They know that this will not succeed. And Logan, we've had a lot of comments about that.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people are commenting in. It says, it also just seems like it's all about money. Pautina says Jill Stein just wants money.
Yep.
And this is another question. A lot of people are talking about the electoral situation. Nina said, can electorals opt out of carrying the will of the people with the election results? We're seeing that a lot on social media right now.
So, I mean, in some states you can pay a penalty and opt out. The reaction that would be unbelievably horrible. I don't see that. I also think that this is more than just money. I think this is it's the delegitimization, Jordan, as you said, but it's also an attempt to keep the left mobilized.
Yeah, right. The larger idea of the left.
They came and Pete right now pick right, well, the a Democrat leader of their party.
So you've got the Democrat Party, which has fallen apart. But what they want to make sure it's still going is the angry left, the protesting left, the more radical elements that the Democrat Party was not able, you know, people like Jill Stein were able to get a few thousand votes from, but still not enough, by the way, to swing any of these states to Donald Trump. At the same time, what this is all about, and I think this should upset everybody, regardless of who you voted for, it's to try and delegitimize our next president the day they come to office. It's not about what votes are going to change in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, or in any, you know, it's not going to matter, or Michigan. What it does, though, is put us in this unique, I mean, I think one other time where you had to have because of this scenario, you would have to have Congress vote them in because it wouldn't yet be certified fully. Right. This is the hijinks. And you talk about people who have the conspiracy leanings.
Yeah.
It's like they've had enough, you know, during this election cycle. And it's going to be pushing people. I think the news is being correct and not over. But, I mean, it's right on the front of Drudge. They pulled it off again. They do it on Thanksgiving weekend.
Of course.
When people aren't looking. But this is all about what they can do to delegitimize Republicans come January. And they're going to use that time.
All right. There's also, we'll get to this in the second half hour. Donald Trump is meeting tomorrow again with Mitt Romney regarding the Secretary of State. We'll talk about that too. We got a lot of calls. Let's knock a couple of calls out so we can open some lines up, Logan.
All right. Let's see who we got here. Let's go to Wade in Waycross, Georgia.
Hey, Wade.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You're on the air.
Yeah. Okay. And Friday, Jill Stein did the petition in Wisconsin. Okay. And I've also read that once Hillary's camp said that they would join in the petition.
Correct.
My question is, will it actually happen, or will they have to go through steps like through a judge? Will have to either approve
or deny
the request?
No, it's statutory. Wait, it's statutory. It's if you meet the statutory requirements, we could pull. Let's get Joseph to pull the statutory requirement for the recount, for instance, in Wisconsin. There's a law, and it says basically if you're on the ballot, certain aspects are met, you have to do the recount. You got to pay for it. So this is going to happen. In all probability, the question will be, can they get it done in time?
No, I mean, that's what they want to happen, is they don't want it done in time, is they want this to basically, let's say all these electors want to do the right thing. I see that there's stories about some getting death threats and you know, scary stuff. And most of these are not public people. I mean, so it's not like you could kind of like sign up, I think, to be part of the Electoral College, and they decide to do that on their own. No one forced them to. But what can do is, if it slows this process down, is make it where,
again, delegitimizes.
Donald Trump has not yet won the electoral victory because the vote is not yet certified, and then Congress can put him into power. But this is when, again, you're going to gin up that whole discussion too about, hey, does President Obama stay in? Do you want to keep that? This is, we'll all start this conspiratorial talk, which I think is all to distract from the next president of the United States and a smooth transition of power, which they were all faking. Actually being supportive
of. Yeah, so let me play the fake statement from Hillary Clinton on the concession speech. Here it is, number 8.
We must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
Evidently not, because Donald Trump will be the president. That's correct. We owe him an open mind and a chance to lead. They're not doing that. And again, it's the double standard here. Let's grab another call, Logan.
All right, let's go to Beverly, and speaking about that, in Washington, D.C.
Hey, Beverly, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, this is my opinion now, that the word of God says that God raises up the one, raises up one and put it down another, you know? And so I feel like since the president is, Trump has been elected, you know, has been elected, then we owe, as Christians, owe a chance for him to go, not just a chance because he is elected, to go ahead and do what he's doing. Now, I noticed in the Bible it said that when the people cried and cried and cried for a king, God, if it's through his permission, we'll go on and let them have it. You know?
Yeah, so here's the thing, though. We're also supposed to pray for those in authority. And I think that, look, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever it might be, that's what you're supposed to do. Pray for those in authority. And one of the things that we need to be targeted on that, I think. We should be praying for the president-elect, praying right now as he determines who the leadership is going to be. A lot of discussion about the Mitt Romney thing. I want to talk about that during the next 30 minutes of the broadcast. Let's try to grab another call here. I'm trying to open some lines so we can get into some of the political stuff in the second half hour. Go ahead, Logan.
Let's go to Megan in California.
Hey, Megan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, on this Jill Stein recount baloney, it's just it just makes me so furious. Yeah. A lot of stuff's been going on social media about it, and the fact of the matter is, somebody asked her, are you going to be giving back this funds if you don't use them for what you say you're using for? And she said, no, they're going to go into campaign efforts for further.
Well, that's exactly, but Megan, that's what, and Jordan has said this, that's what this is all about. This is try to delegitimize the election, but also try to mobilize the left and keep them engaged because, look, the regime is coming to an end. I can't go into details on this, but one of our cases against the State Department involving that meeting between President Clinton and Loretta Lynch, we filed the FOIA case, we went to court. I'm not going to do this. The lawyer that wrote me the letter wrote me a letter. Let me tell you what. They could tell. The letter from the Department of Justice, you could tell by the way it's written, a new sheriff's coming to town. And they know it. So the world's changing. By the way, Donald Trump said he's not going to proceed on this. We are. Understand that. We're keeping our cases going. We're going to find out what happened here for the American people. We think that's an obligation we should do. Go ahead, Jordan.
No, I just think that this is a multiple-pronged effort. So it's to keep unrest in our country, the domestic unrest about our political movement. Remember, it was Donald Trump who was being criticized for talking about rigged elections and issues like that. And yet now it's the left who believes that the Russians, you know, that's the theory here.
Right.
Is that they believe the Russians went in to Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. And by the way, you know, had these vote distributions that were, I mean, again, it's not like he won by like 1,500, you know,
we're 70,
talking about fraud on such a massive level,
unprecedented
to have
in U.S. history.
But to allege it as this, that this potentially could have happened, is to undermine the next president of the United States.
Right, which we only have a minute left, but Nancy has a comment about that. We'll get to you, Nancy, in the next segment. And the show continues on. If you lose us in the second half hour of JSecure Live, your radio station doesn't carry it. Many do, though. If you don't, you get us on Facebook, Periscope, or ACLJ.org. On Facebook and Periscope, you get to interact in all those outlets. You get to see us, talk to us, and have no commercial breaks. During the breaks, you get to see exclusive video or talk to us directly through questions or comments that come in through Facebook, Twitter, or Periscope. Again, that is at facebook.com/JSeculo. Periscope, search for JSeculo or ACLJ.org, or get us archived. This is where we lose you, on the ACLJ app or the JSeculo Live podcast.
Don't forget our matching challenge. If you're not getting our email updates, you need to do that. You sign up for them at ACLJ.org. There's one going out right now on the issue of genocide. It's before the UN. We're asking for the Genocide Convention to be implemented. You can make a big help by keeping us engaged. Go to ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. So $10 becomes $20, $20 is $40. It's tax deductible. ACLJ.org. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Talking about freedom.
time. That's the problem here with this recount. If they take their time, then you don't have it certified by the Electoral College. And guess what? This whole recount is an attempt to delegitimize the administration. But also, if they can't get the recount done in time, then we'll go to the House, because Donald Trump would be at 260 versus Hillary Clinton at 230. You got to have 270. He would be put in by the House of Representatives. But again, they can't. This is the left manipulating the situation to its finest. We shouldn't let him do it. By the way, we're looking at the legal actions and legal capabilities as well to show what the law is, how it should be done. So, again, this isn't going to change the election, but is an attempt to delegitimize the president-elect of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and Mike Pence, who is probably going to be announcing, I think the Secretary of State matter may be coming up. What do you think? I mean, Mitt Romney, for those that don't know, Mitt Romney's being, they're meeting again tomorrow. I think that, to me, that says Mitt Romney, even though Kellyanne Conway pushed back so strongly over the weekend, which Trump was very upset with, supposedly, I think Mitt Romney's probably the leading candidate for Secretary of State.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he'd be coming back in Tuesday to be told, I'm going with someone else. You'd make that call by phone. Now, whether or not he's being offered,
Secretary
could it be
of Commerce?
Yeah, there could be other positions being offered.
VA, you know, yeah.
Heard that Petraeus is also meeting today with Donald Trump, and that may be about Secretary of State position. So I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but it certainly means that there is this ongoing discussion, and I don't think Donald Trump liked some of his former officials, who right now have no official role,
right,
like Kellyanne Conway, coming out and criticizing decisions he has not yet even made.
Right.
As commander-in-chief.
No.
And so this
all
is
this
when,
lobbying that's going on with these candidates, potential enemies,
yeah,
I think it's hurting them.
Yes.
Who's not getting positions right now? Rudy Giuliani, Gingrich, the ones that are out there
Mike
pushing.
Huckabee.
Mike
People
Huckabee,
who go
yeah.
and talk about TV about what they think Donald Trump should do. And listen, are those folks that deserve attention from the
sure.
Trump team? They were on board a long time. Yes. I mean, we already saw Jeff Sessions, but he never would go on, I don't think, and would
never.
Take these other positions and focus that way. So these again, it's part of the process. I think it ramps up this week as we head into Christmas.
All right, let's go ahead and take a call, Logan.
Let's go to Nancy in New York online, too.
Hey, Nancy, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Just a quick comment. Given the fact that the Democratic Party is becoming irrelevant,
yep.
is there a way that they can tamper with this recount?
Well, they can't tamper with it as far as the actual counting goes, Nancy. What can happen, though, is the states can say, we can't get it done in time. And then you'd have, like I said, then it goes to the House of Representatives. So it's kind of this delegitimization attempt. But this is not changing the election. And I think that Hillary Clinton should not have had her lawyer say we're joining in this effort. I think this is nonsense. They were all complaining would Trump acknowledge a transition of power. And they're the ones now. It's again, this is an attempt left to stay mobilized. They're in complete meltdown mode right now. Period. Complete meltdown mode. Can we grab another call before the break, Logan?
We can try. Let's go to Tom in Seattle, Washington.
Hey, Tom, go ahead. You're on.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're great.
Great. This call comes from actually just before Thanksgiving concerning the efforts by the UN to change the borders on Israel.
Yes.
And I was thinking that Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin seem to get along pretty well. Do you think if they were having a friendly lunch and Mr. Trump requested it of him, that Mr. Putin might consider using his veto powers?
Well,
let me
tell you this. It's a good question, Tom. We've asked the Russians to do exactly that. So we've already done that at the ACLJ. We have an office in Moscow. We've asked that the Russians exercise their veto power. They have a very good relationship with the Israelis right now. And we've asked the other P5 members as well. So, that is one way to handle this with President Obama not trustworthy on this. That you ask the other countries. We've got Stan and our team in the UN and New York and in Strasbourg are working on that now, Jordan.
Yeah, it's much more difficult. I mean, honestly, countries like Russia, they kind of play both sides in that part of the world. For them to stand in the way is a much higher bar to me, a much higher hurdle. So the best thing would be for the Obama administration to stay back and let Donald Trump and the incoming president develop his own policy, but also attempt to actually get the Palestinians and Israelis to sit down, which the Obama administration could never do.
All right, folks, we're going to be taking a break. We come back, we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We encourage you to give us a call. Don't forget that matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're going to get a matching gift for. And you got to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And also, I've got a page. Jordan has a page. There's an ACLJ page. Even the band has a page on Facebook. But also, follow us on Twitter. And again, engage with us on social media. You can do that as well by posting your comments. And Logan will look at those during the break.
I do. I look at many of them and get them all curated.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Curated.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Broadcast, everyone, 800-684-3110. Recount. Really? That's what they're saying. And the recount, Wisconsin will officially recount its presidential ballot. The concern is that they don't get it done in time. I think it's important for Jordan to restate this, and we'll go right to calls. They're not going to overturn this election. You understand that. But what can happen is, by the time you do the recount process, which is, do we have the statute on that? Did we ever get the statute? I was asking Joseph to get the statute on the recount law in Wisconsin. I'll get that during when Jordan's talking here. Because this is what the statute says. Any candidate can request a recount. So Jill Stein was a candidate. Within 3 days of completion of the initial tally, the recount is free to the requesting candidate if the margin of victory is less than 0.5. Otherwise, it must be paid for in advance. So it has to be paid for in advance.
Yep.
And here's what's going to happen. Whether they can get it done in time, all right? If they don't, then it goes, you don't have 270 because they can't certify it, and it goes to the House where Donald Trump will get put in, but it's an attempt to delegitimize it. Let's walk people through this, what this means.
It means Donald Trump, let's see, in all three of these states, which he would need to be to win the election. So you have, and it will ultimately be certified for him. That right. There's nothing, listen, an ultimate goal here, yes, they'd love to overturn the election with these three states, but they're not, none of these are within those margins where you could see that much turnover. So what are you really trying to do? Delegitimize the next president of the United States, who is a Republican, who is ran as a conservative, and you will make sure and do everything in your power to keep him below 270, which means that on Inauguration Day, it will not be because of the Electoral College and the normal process that Donald right. Trump becomes and takes the oath of office, but it will have to be exactly. Congress taking action, where thankfully for Donald Trump, you've got a Republican Congress in the House and Senate. But that's the move here. It's to delegitimize all of your votes, many of your votes. I mean, I believe the majority of our listeners ended up voting for conservatives and Republicans. And so this is to delegitimize you in Wisconsin, you in Pennsylvania, you in Michigan, but all over the country, because it tries to stain the incoming president before they've even taken
this
the oath.
That's exactly correct. All right, let's go right to the phones, Logan. We got Jeanette's been holding for a while there on line one.
All right, we'll take Jeanette in Cypress, Texas.
Hi, Jeanette. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, I had a couple of comments that I wanted to make, and I'll try to be quick. The first one is, I'm so disappointed in the media and the leftists that are continuing to try and cause unrest in this country. And I'm just very disappointed.
Yeah, it's a free country. You know, my view on that is, Jeanette, I'll let you get to your second point. It's a free country. They want to try to cause unrest. They break the law. They get held accountable if they're exercising free speech rights. It's America. You can do it. The election's over. Get over it is what I tell them. But yeah, it's a free country. Go ahead with your next point.
Okay, and the next point is, what is being done, or is Donald Trump targeting about the 1,800 proposed terrorists that were on the way.
You're talking about the 1,800 individuals that were supposed to be deported that instead got citizenship granted by mistake. So we don't know yet if Donald Trump's not in yet. So it's his, not his INS. It's not his Department of Justice yet. Jeff Sessions, our friend from Alabama, will be the attorney general designate, is what he is right now. That will be a determination that they'll have to make. I will say this, though, that shows the huge nature of the problem. Now, we've got a lawsuit with the State Department right now, and I could tell you I've already seen the change of tone. I mean, there's a new sheriff in town, and that new sheriff's coming, but that can be fixed that way. So that, Jeanette's how it's going to be handled. Logan, let's take another call or a comment.
All right, yeah, one of the comments came in, said, this is just an interesting point of view from Joe, said, I think we should support the recount, remove all roadblocks, and help them do it, make sure the recount is legitimate and transparent. Best way to undermine their efforts would be to delegitimize their process.
But the problem with that is that you do a recount. It costs money, which they're going to have to pay because it was not within 0.5%, but it's also time-consuming. And it's not a question of you can participate. It's the election officials of the state that have to do this, Jordan. This is not outside groups coming in. Now, you can monitor, and believe me, our legal team will be looking at this too. But this is controlled by the states. It's an extra burden placed on the states here.
Yeah, it's an extra burden, and you're talking about a time where it gives those electors, they're not able to certify the election in their state, the results, which means when their results aren't certified, though Donald Trump will actually still go forward and become president of the United States, it will be because of a congressional process. And guess who will be protesting? The radical left, while this, and this just, again, we've had enough unrest in our country. I think that there's still people concerned about how the transition of power is going to happen. Yep. This makes it a little bit, much worse.
Yeah, let me tell you this. This is a cheap shot. This is a low blow by Hillary Clinton. Don't kid yourself. This is, sore losers is an understatement. And let me take it a step further. This is a waste of money. Okay? This is a fundraising ploy. Jill Stein already tweeted out that if it's not used for recounts, it's going to be used for the Green Party. That's what this is about. So it's about money, and it's about sowing discord and attempt to delegitimize. Let's go ahead and take a call.
All right, let's go to Diane in Glendale, Arizona, with a little bit of a different take. Let me
reset this up, Diane, before you talk. There is some breaking news in that Donald Trump will be meeting again tomorrow with Mitt Romney, who, as we know, is up for Secretary of State. Diane, but go ahead. I just want to let everybody know that. Diane, go ahead with your comment.
Thank you. Yes, I was voting no for Mitt Romney to be Secretary of State. I don't think he put forth the effort needed to win. His wife even said he didn't really want to be president anyway. I think we need to look at his character and how he behaved when Trump announced.
Look, I mean, here's what you need to look at. Number one, the president-elect gets to decide who his Secretary of State's going to be, number one. Number two, he ran to win. He did not win. I think he recognizes clearly that Donald Trump is the president-elect. Number three, let's think what Donald Trump's thinking here. Okay, let's put ourselves in. Why would Donald Trump pick Mitt Romney, who was very critical of him during the election? You want to know why? Because he looks at where we are as Secretary of State and what we need on the world stage, and this is a guy that knows how to hire people. And he looks at Mitt Romney, and this is what he's thinking. It may end up not being Mitt Romney. Maybe Mitt Romney's Secretary of Commerce. I don't know. But you know what it tells people? That Donald Trump is thinking outside the box and is not afraid of having a band of rivals if they can do the job for the American people. Now, that's my point. We're going to take a pro statement on Mitt Romney in a moment, but let me let Logan, Jordan respond, then we'll take Alex Logan after that.
All right.
So yeah, we'll, I think, fair. It's the ultimate statement of saying, see, I just want the best people involved. And they're not, it's not like he's pulling in the liberals. He's not pulling in the left. Right. Still conservatives involved, but from across this wide swath of folks. Let me remind you, it's not like the Rudy Giuliani's of the world are super. You put Mitt Romney conservative versus Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani looks like a Democrat.
Right.
On the issues that
he's
all
tough,
of us care.
Tough guy. I like Rudy Giuliani.
National security.
Yeah. Great for Homeland Security.
But on many other issues, you know, those are not the most conservative folks that Donald Trump was initially hanging around. I think having those Mitt Romneys, having the Jeff Sessions, is actually good for the broader conservative movement as a coming together under the Trump presidency, which still needs to be done. There still needs to be healing on the right. The left is in disarray, but it's not like the right is great either.
All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's take Alex's call.
Yep, Alex in Grand Rapids, line 5.
And then get a couple of comments, see if you get some comments coming in on Facebook, on social, and Periscope on this issue. We're getting our radio audience participating. Let's get our Facebook and Periscope audience too. Alex, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from Grand Rapids. Just want to say that I was a two-time sucker for Obama voter, but now I'm a Trump voter.
Yep.
And I didn't vote for Romney because I didn't trust him, but he is a good person. He is a he's a good people person. He can negotiate. He can talk to people. He
yep.
can, and I think he can do that job. I think Trump can control him better than that.
He's got look, Mitt Romney's got a presence. He has the ability to negotiate. He's a business guy. He's been successful on the world stage. He would send a message to our enemies as well. And that's what you're dealing with as Secretary of State just as much. Logan, what are we hearing on social media?
Very mixed. Kathy says Mitt Romney is a class act, very smart, and knows the world stage. The next comment's from Deborah. Mitt Romney needs to reap what he has sown. He doesn't deserve a position. We have a call that's like that as well.
Let's take the go ahead and take the call because I want to respond
right,
to that call.
Right. Stacy, quickly in Indianapolis, we are actually running out of time on this segment. But
hey, go ahead, Stacy.
Hey, quick statement and then a question.
Yep.
The question or the statement is, I think Romney's a turncoat. I just don't trust him emotionally. I don't trust him. I think he's a globalist. I just don't think he. I think he would be hard to control in office.
Well, your Secretary of State serves at the pleasure of the President of the United States. You know what he can do if he doesn't like him? If he picks him, fire him. That's how it works.
Right.
So, so the whole globalist thing, they deal on a global stage. I mean, I don't think you have to say they're globalist in the sense that they're going to give away American sovereignty. If you're the Secretary of State for an administration, you have to put forward the postures and policies of the administration. That's what it is. And if you do that, and you're the president-elect, you're saying, who will best do that for me? Now, by the way, Rudy Giuliani, who I think would be great, like it's Homeland Security. I mean, I think he would be phenomenal there. I think Romney would be a stronger choice for Secretary of State than get over the election part. We have to get over that.
Yeah.
I mean, and if Trump selects him, and he's meeting with him twice, so something's going on, I think that says something really quick on time here.
Yeah, I just think that it would show, it'd bring a coming together. I think it would be, it's still so many... the establishment-type Republicans who need to come on board to make this a successful administration now that you're talking about the governing process would be in shock over this move. I mean, they still, no one wants to actually believe that it's possible, if it's even a potential. But if Donald Trump does it, he can then surprise those who were opposed to him inside the right and bring them on board. Get the whole team together as you begin the process of governing the country and becoming the leader of the free world. You need a strong team around you.
All right, folks, we're going to a break. When we come back, it's going to be your rapid fire round here. So any questions you've got, we go ahead and we'll answer. We've got a couple lines open. We'll clear some more out. 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign at aclj.org. Back with more in a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. Whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to them. Our last segment of the broadcast here.
All right, let's continue on. Let's go to Elizabeth in Minnesota.
Hey, Elizabeth, you're on the air.
Hi. I was listening to talk radio last night, and they were saying just what you were saying about it going to the House.
Yeah, in other words, if the states that have the recount can't certify it in time, it would then go to the House because Donald Trump would be short of 270. It would be at 260, at which point the House would then put him and Pence in. But, again, it would create more tumult. But go ahead and finish up.
Right, but then they said that the House would be responsible for
Correct.
The president and the Senate would be responsible for the vice president. And something that then they lost me, but they.
Well, look, here's what. This is, understand, we should never be in this situation, period. This is absurd. So hopefully they'll get the recounts done in time. But again, this is to sow seeds of tumult. That's what this is. That's exactly what this is.
Yeah, it's to undermine the incoming Trump administration.
Right.
So that you will have liberals saying he's not even, he's not a legitimate president. Not legitimately elected. I mean, you could just see the left, the uneducated liberal activists who think they're really smart, just running their mouths on this.
Yep.
So Jill Stein and others taking advantage of a process which will do nothing to the actual votes,
correct,
but will only undermine and hurt the smooth transition of power in our country.
Right.
This is what Donald Trump was talking about when he called the process rigged.
Yeah.
That these are people who are willing to put America's the running of our country to just throw us into unrest constantly. I think this is part of the Obama strategy as well. But this is
the left strategy.
If I'm Donald Trump, I look again at Hillary Clinton. I say, you know what? Maybe we do move forward with the prosecution. You push on this, maybe you do. And so let's see.
We'll see.
Hillary Clinton will not go away.
Let's go to
Lauren in Sacramento, California.
Hi, Lauren. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Great show. Real quick, I'm Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, under the statutes, basically can only be recounted when you read the statute by going to court, and you have to prove that there is voter fraud if you're going to go to court.
Yeah, so each state controls their own determination of a voter recount. Wisconsin's what they're focusing on right now, but you're right. Each state is different, but this is, in reality, again, this is nothing but a giant distraction. Trump is really a 306. She's a 232 as an electoral landslide. Let's take another call.
All right, let's go to Martina.
Hi, Martina.
On line 3.
Hi.
Yep.
I have a question about this recount.
Yep.
First of all, I think it's absurd.
Yep.
But if they do this, will this show how many illegals voted?
Absolutely not, because all it does is recount the actual vote. So unless they do voter verification of each person, and they're not going to do that, it's just going to be a retabulation. That's what a recount is. It's a retabulation. Let's take another call.
All right. Continue on. Get through these fast today. Yep. Richard in Altadena, California.
All right, Richard, go ahead.
Yeah, blessings to you both.
Thanks.
With 15 million Latinos in California, I'm in California, and no voter ID requirements there, what are the chances of there being a realistic count, and how many illegals do we think?
Well, no one's gonna petition to recount in California. Trump's not going to waste money doing that. He's the president-elect of the United States, so it does him no good. So California's done. I mean, this again, go back to what Jordan needs to quickly lay it out again, what this is, folks, so you understand. I think this is important, what this is really all about and how this works.
Undermining Donald Trump, undermining the smooth transition of power. It's to make sure Donald Trump is not, who has, on paper, 306 electoral votes, so a huge victory. But if this would keep him at 260... So Congress would actually have to take the action to put him in place. They'd have to go through that process where no one got to 270, so we have to pick. And that is why this process is ongoing.
We've got some breaking news.
That's right, and we're going to make sure we're pulling the right facts here. Pete Williams on MSNBC has just reported that the Ohio State University attack appears to be planned. Two drivers, one was a Somali student. Again, officials doing a briefing today at 1 p.m. Eastern. So as soon as we get off the air,
we may continue on that this afternoon.
We know the attack was also, as I was looking at this through the show, because at first it was called a shooting, but then there was a machete.
Yeah.
Then there was the vehicle.
Yeah.
It all together.
It looks like it could be an act of terrorism.
Right.
Certainly it's an act of terrorism. Is it classified as terrorist act? We're going to find out. Somalia has been a hotbed for Islamic radicals.
All right, we'll keep everyone updated.
We will keep everybody. But we may go live later today if this develops.
We're going to try to take a few more calls. Let's go to Mark, though, in LaGrande, Oregon.
Hey, Mark, you're on. Go ahead.
God bless, Mike. I was wondering if you think there will actually be a pursuit in justice for the Clintons. And if so, how will that take place?
I don't think Donald Trump is going to prosecute her. He said he wants to move forward. He's got a lot on his plate. But let me tell you this. We are going to continue with our litigation to get to the bottom of this. And I've already been in correspondence today with the Department of Justice on the issue between Loretta Lynch and our attorney general, be the former attorney general, and President Clinton and what that whole thing was about. So that process isn't going to stop. We're not going to stop our lawsuits. We're still challenging the IRS because you got to understand something. The bureaucracy is entrenched here. Regardless of the president, you got to try to remove the bureaucracy. Let's go ahead and grab another call.
Okay, let's go to Deborah in Tennessee.
Hey, Deborah, go ahead.
Hey, Jay, my question is this. With Rudy Giuliani being going in for the interviews and stuff, if he favors Mitt Romney in that decision, will there still be a place that you see for Rudy?
I think Rudy Giuliani last year in this, too. I mean, we both know Rudy. I think he'd be very good at Homeland Security.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the perfect fit for him.
Yeah, even more so than Justice Department. I think Jeff Sessions was right. Yeah, he kind of created Homeland Security in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, so because New York City has such a massive, its own citywide program like this when it comes to terrorism. So that seemed like the right fit to me. And when it comes to the national security and fighting terrorism.
Yep. All right, let's grab another call.
All right, let's go to TK in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, TK.
Hi, Jay. Yep. I was fortunate to see you at the First Choice thing on Saturday.
Oh, good.
And I was the lady that sat to your right and showed you the picture of Newt Gingrich and myself.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I remember that. And then we had the impromptu little music performance there.
Yes. But this is my question in reference to Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
As you know, here in Nevada, we really wanted a Republican to replace Harry Reid. And when Mitt Romney came and Paul Ryan, their little show that they did here really hurt a lot of our Republican candidates. And in my opinion, it's like, I can see your point about having Mitt Romney talk to Trump, but it interfered in so many different things that we needed here in our state of Nevada.
Yeah, and TK, I understand that the concern there, but at the end of the day, what Donald Trump has to do is appoint someone that he thinks will best represent the administration's policies before the United States, around the world. I mean, that's what it is at the end of the day, Jordan.
Yeah, and I think that Nevada, again, it was a close state, a very close state. And listen, it was ultimately people like Joe Heck who brought in Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan to campaign for him.
By the way, it is confirmed now that there were two attackers. One was, I think, it looks like one person fled. The other was apprehended. So this was in the situation at Ohio State University. And there are reports from Pete Williams that it may well have been a Somali national. We'll find out more about that, and we may go live later this afternoon or this evening. All right, let's go ahead, Logan.
All right, last call. Nadine in Utah.
Hey, Nadine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey. Just wanted to say I enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I voted for Trump.
Yep.
I knew I was going to vote for him all the way along.
Yep.
I put my trust in him. He doesn't hold any punches when he says anything. He goes right through. Mitt Romney, I think he would be a good counterbalance. We all say and do things. But
look, Nadine, I think you're absolutely right. We're out of time here. I appreciate you calling in. I mean, listen, this is part of politics of the moment. And we got to figure out what that's going to mean. All right, our thoughts and prayers again for the students at Ohio State. We'll keep everybody posted on that. Don't forget our matching challenge at aclj.org. That'll do it for the broadcast today.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.